Welcome to the Hidden Palace with Sky Blaze.
Good afternoon, good morning, or night, wherever you are, good people. I am Sky Blaze. This is the Hidden Palace on Radio Sega. I'm sorry about my absence last week. I was feeling very under the weather. I'm feeling much better now, and thank you to everybody who sent me the really lovely get well soon messages. I'm very grateful for that. Also, before we begin, a bit of Radio Sega site admin. Don't forget about the Fan Choice of the Year survey that is on the website. If you can go check that out, that'd be really awesome. Go and vote on it and answer the questions, that'd be really cool. I would give you the website address, but I can't locate it because I am crap. And I was turning the wrong thing down because I am useless. It's going to be one of those days. I'm off for 1 week and everything goes straight out the window. Can people hear me okay this time? Okay, yes, Fan Choice of the Year survey. Go and vote on that if you haven't done so already. Right, so this week, Easter eggs, even though it's almost Christmas. Because I thought the discussion on little hidden presents left by game developers in their games is pretty apt for this time of year. Maybe that's just me. Right, to start with, there's a kind of, it's kind of obscure scrolling shooter named Troubleshooter in the US, known as Battlemania in its native Japan. And unusually for a space shooter, this game features as its controllable characters a pair of anime-style women, instead of a ship or a robot or whatever it usually is. Also interestingly, the plot concerns the heroines who are rescuing a prince, which is a fun little gender flip of the usual way that it works. However, the game also has a unique little feature in the Japanese version, where if you press right, C and start on when the Sega screen comes up, you'll be treated to the sight of heroine character of Mania stomping up and down on a Super Famicom. Wow! Now, the story goes that many of the developers at Victor Kai, who created the game, were not terribly happy when resources for Battlemania were shifted away from that game and towards games that were coming out for the Super Famicom. Turns out that they were massive Sega fans and didn't like the idea of having to work on the Super Famicom, and so they took their revenge in creative fashion. Later on, Sega sent a message to all of their third-party developers saying, "Please do not use the registered trademarks of other companies in our work. Thank you very much." But still, it's a pretty fun little Easter egg that ended up in that particular game. And I have actually managed to locate some music for it, which is pretty awesome. So, coming up, we've got the opening theme and the title theme. Because they're both pretty short, so I figured I'd put them together. And stage 2 from Battlemania. So, I hope you enjoy listening to those.
To Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Hello.
And we are back, and that was stage two and the intro and title theme from what's it called? Battlemania, aka Troubleshooter. I nearly called it Troublemania, which made no sense at all. As I say, I take 1 week off and everything goes straight to hell. Let's continue regardless. Tournament Golf for the Mega Drive. This one's pretty interesting. I am not a fan of sports games as a general rule, and I have never played this game, I'll be honest. However, it's got a couple of pretty interesting Easter eggs. If you press the pause button, if you're playing on tournament mode, the cursor becomes Oparopa from Fantasy Zone. Which is interesting. Also on tournament mode, if you're playing after hole 9, Oparopa will appear on the screen and announce in big on-screen letters that it is time for a coffee break. And then leads into a small animation of Alex Kidd playing a hole of golf. Fair enough. There's also a blonde female character who's standing next to him. I'm not sure who that is. I've been told it's another character from the Master System, but I'm not really sure who that is. So if anybody can tell me, answers on postcard. Also in Tournament Golf, if you hit the ball 100 times without actually sinking it in the hole, you'll get a going over screen. However, if you then input the infamous Konami code, up, down, left, right, BA, start, for those who don't know, you'll actually unlock a game of Fantasy Zone. Yes, a complete game of Fantasy Zone, which happens to be coded into the Tournament Golf cartridge for some reason. Personally, I think I'd rather be playing Fantasy Zone than golf, but each to their own. Whatever floats your boat. Oh dear. PT Kekas has pointed out that on Twitter it's Hide Palace instead of Hidden Palace. This is what I get for typing in a hurry, and I really ought to check my tweets more thoroughly. Oh well. As I say, it's clearly one of those days. Where was I? Ah yes. Wolfchild on the Master System, which is an action platformer. Again, it's a relatively obscure one. I have a couple here about entering words in games. On Wolfchild, if you enter the name Mario on the password screen, you get an amusing message which says, "Never heard of him." However, putting this in does unlock the fifth and final mission, so it acts as a kind of pseudo-level select, if you like. Also, on the game Pit Fighter, if you go onto the Enter Your Name screen after you've won a fight, you'll get another amusing message. This time, if you enter "I love Nintendo," the message will come up saying, "Are you mad?" Fair enough question, I suppose. But yeah, that's the thing that happens. So let's have some more music. Since I've been talking about Oparopa, let's have Oparopa from Fantasy Zone. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
You're locked into Radio Sega. 10 years the Sega is.
We are back, and that was stage one of Wolf Child by Martin Iverson. And prior to that, we had Opa Opa from Fantasy Zone. So I hope you enjoyed those. TCB was saying that they would rather play Fantasy Zone over golf as well. So I'm glad I'm not alone in that one. Aya, is that true? Aya is saying that on Outrun 2, the cheat code to unlock all music is Radio Sega. TCB is saying the last track was pretty chill. It's pretty nice, isn't it? The music from Wolf Child is actually pretty decent. I had some trouble tracking it down, but I am determined and managed it in the end. Right, back with the show. Choplifter, which is also on the Master System, as well as Wolf Child. Has several pretty fun Easter eggs. In rounds 1 and 4, if you shoot 10 space mines, it will cause Superman, of all people, to appear and fly up the screen. Yep, Superman, blue tights, red cape, zoom up the screen. In rounds 2 and 5, shooting the boat radio towers will cause Jaws, the shark, you know, Jaws, to briefly jump out of the water towards you. Giant shark jumping out of water. I don't know. In round 4, if you rescue 16 hostages with none of them being killed, an alien with a very strong resemblance to E.T. will appear. That was a bit risky, isn't it, putting E.T. in a game? Because we know what happened the first time they tried to do that. Most of the industry crashed. I know it's an exaggeration, but Beck was responsible, but still, I find that vaguely amusing. So yeah, apparently somebody had been watching a lot of films when they made Choplifter. Ho-hum. On to a different set of games. Toe Jam & Earl, a relatively obscure Mega Drive platformer. I know all of you will know what it is, but a lot of people I know in real life are like, Toe Jam & what? Never heard of it. Even nerds. It's quite disturbing. But yeah, if you use a jet ski or an inner tube to reach the lower left corner of the ocean in the first level, you'll find a secret island with a hot tub and pretty hula girls that can heal you, and a lemonade stand where you can get extra lives. Brilliant. That's a really useful Easter egg, actually. Get healed up, get extra lives, hang out with hula girls in a hot tub. Alright then, I can live with that one. So yeah, let's have some more music, shall we? Let's have something from Choplifter. Let's have Sector 4 from Choplifter. I'm not sure if this is the Master System version, but it's the only version I could find. So, here we go.
Thank you.
Jam and L, Big L Bump, and prior to that it was Sector 4 from, what was it from? Choplifter, composed by Marshall Parker. So I hope you enjoyed those. TCB was asking about the Wolfchild music. Yes, it is a third party game. I am a terrible person playing third party games. Yeah, it was ported to all of the Sega consoles, so... The version I was using, I'm pretty sure, is the Master System version, but I'm not 100% sure. Louis Jones is... Louis? I don't know. Is it Louis or Louis? I don't know. I'm sorry. Is loving some of the Easter eggs. The one where Sega give Nintendo messages are pretty funny and sort of representative of the time. It really was. Their entire marketing strategy was taking pot shots at the opposition, especially in America. It was a bit less so in the UK, because I think we have stricter advertising standards about that sort of thing, at least we did at the time. But, moving on. On the 31st of January 2001, Sega announced that they were discontinuing the Dreamcast. Oh. Making it a very sad day for all of the Sega fans and the specific Dreamcast fans like me. Hello. And probably like Green Viper, who's doing the Dreamcast Hour. It also happened to be the same day that Sega Smash Pack Volume 1 was released. Now, it's also fairly well known that the Dreamcast games were pretty easy to pirate, with many of the pirate ROMs and discs being produced by a Wares hacking group called Echelon. Now, what do these things have in common? Well, it turns out that the Sega Smash Pack contained a file which had in it full instructions on how to unlock the Mega Drive emulator contained in the Smash Pack to load custom ROMs. essentially cracking the Mega Drive emulator wide open so that you could play almost any Mega Drive game on the Dreamcast, not just the ones in the Smash Pack. Now, the file in question was labelled as echelon.txt, so it was pretty explicitly labelled directly at the pirates. And the file also says to give thanks to, quote, Uncle Sonic, and is signed by a man called Gary. Here is where it gets very interesting. There was one Gary Lake, who worked on the Sega Smash Pack as one of its developers. And coincidentally, or not, it was his last game working for Sega. Unbelievably, last time I actually checked, he was still working in the industry, specifically as a director of technology at Capcom. So this guy gave the means that pirates could completely demolish all the security on the Dreamcast to play custom ROMs. And nobody just booted him out the door. Really? Okay. Mind equals blown. First time I read this, I just sat there slack-jawed. I just could not believe it at all. I don't know. Anyway, the Sega Smash Pack actually has a really nice and quite long intro, which I'm going to play. I'm also going to play, because on the Smash Pack was included a whole bunch of pretty cool games, I'm going to play one of the tracks from Vectorman, because I don't think I've played any Vectorman music before, and I quite like it. So let's go with those, and I hope you enjoy them. So here's the Sega Smash Pack Volume 1 intro.
Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
That was Vector Man Day 10 Superstructure and Day 13 Dark Ruins. And prior to that, we had Sega Smash Pack Volume 1 title theme, which several people, Ravsig, TCB, and Twinny, have all pointed out was the theme that was used from the first ever Radio Sega show. Which is a nice bit of trivia, and I think that's really sweet. So. It's a really nice theme as well. It's really pleasant to listen to. On to a couple of other more peculiar Easter eggs now. So everyone knows Daytona USA on the Saturn, right? At least you should do. If you haven't, then you clearly haven't been paying attention. It's a great game, and I've mentioned before about the Sonic picture that's engraved on the rock face. And the Jeffrey McMiles statue from Virtua Fighter that is on the expert course. But there's another little, well, I don't know if it's a cheat or an Easter egg or both, but whatever it is, it's actually pretty funny. So instead of driving a car around all of those tricksy courses, you can instead ride a horse. Yes. So how you accomplish this feat is on the title screen and the white screen after it, if you hold the up and left diagonal on the D-pad and then press A, B, X, Z and press start. This will unlock the ability to ride either the brown automatic horse or the grey manual horse. How exactly horses are meant to have a gearing system, I am not entirely sure. Are they meant to be robot horses? Are they built by Robotnik, or has I Need Fruit been building robot horses and not telling us? Because we all know that he's going to become an evil genius building things. I'm getting wildly off topic. I always actually found a, on eBay UK, he's found a brand new factory sealed version of the Sega Smash Pack Volume 1. Yeah, still in its cellophane, still sealed in its case. It's actually a pretty decent price, so it's pretty nice. I'd advise grabbing that if you can, or somebody else will, because it's a really reasonable price. But yeah. So, let's have some more music, shall we? Let's have some music from Daytona, since I was talking about Daytona. Let's have Battle on the Edge. Yeah, let's have the, let's have that version. Right, so Battle on the Edge and a special bonus track after Battle on the Edge and the Radio Saber Sweeper. So I hope you enjoy these.
Bubbles in the dust, don't let them get in your way. Fire the monster, show your power, master, steal you wife. Fumes of burning heart, blood on the car. Storming around me. Edges hot by icicle, hiding on your seatbelt. Edges plays a rock beat, show me what you can do. Edges hot by icicle, kick the gas to the floor. Edges plays a rock beat, show me what you can do.
The best Sega music, live shows, and the chance to request your favorites. This is RadioSega.net.
Rolling Stone!
We'll be right back.
we are back. And that was Daytona USA King of Speed from the Saturn. And Battle on the Edge, Takenobu Mitsuyoshi version from Daytona USA 2. There's been some debate about why the third Daytona game has got such a convoluted name. Daytona 3 Championship USA. Everybody's just going to call it either Daytona USA 3 or Daytona 3. Let's be honest. So why are they bothering messing about with the name? I don't know. I don't know, Ravsi, I'm pronouncing it wrong. I'm tired and it's been a long day. So I'm entirely binning pronunciation today. It probably is, but I'm entirely binning pronunciation because I am rubbish. Anyway. I know quite a few people have been waiting patiently for this one. So, here we go. Shenmue 2, or Shenmue 2. The Secret Duck Race. No, it's okay, you heard me properly, for those who are not in the know. Not only is this one really very random, it's also really convoluted to actually access. So, there are guides online for the specifics of this. I will give you a very brief rundown. First, you have to start the Fang Mei birthday event to meet Eileen. Then you have to meet Izume Takano at the convenience store, obtain the big bronze medal from the vacant lot, enter into street fights on the top floor of Pine Game Arcade, and beat both Izume and Eileen, then visit Izume at the tomato convenience store and agree to go with her. She will then take you to the duck racing. There, you will be able to watch the ducks race and place bets on one to win. Of course, that's clearly a thing that is normal. Watching ducks race. In addition, you can obtain your very own racing duck. Wow, I've suddenly got this mental image of like a bright red duck with white stripes, you know, go faster stripes on it. I don't know where that came from. Oh dear. What's happening to my brain? Oh god, why? So in order to obtain your own racing duck, oh god. You first need to win your bet in the duck race with your chosen duck coming in first place. Then you go to the Manmo Temple to do the leaf catching game and catch at least 2 leaves at once, twice in a row. Once you do this, there will be a quacking noise, no, really, and a feather will fall amongst the leaves. You have to catch this. Then Ryo will spot a duck in the tree. Select the option to catch the duck. Once you have done this, then you can go with Izume back to the duck races and you will have the option to enter your newly caught duck in the race. The word duck has now lost all meaning to me. It is a completely meaningless collection of letters and I need to go and have some vodka or something. Oh god, why? Ducks, man. Let's have some music before I go screamingly insane. Too late. Since it's December, let's have Shenmue's Jingle Bells, because why the hell not? Enjoy. We'll be right back.
The best Sega music, live shows, and the chance to request your favorites. This is RadioSega.net.
I see.
Dreaming While I Wake by Archimedes from OC Remix, and prior to that we had the Shenmue version of Jingle Bells, because it's December and because I can. So, finish out the show for this evening, Sonic CD and its Hidden Images. Talking about Easter eggs on the show, I'd be really remiss if I didn't cover these. Now, there are several images that you can get to display by accessing the sound test in the Sonic CD. And to do this, you press down, 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 left, right, and A. Once you're in the sound test, you can select certain things to get images to appear. For example, FM40 PCM12 DA11 enables debug mode, and will also make an image appear featuring Tails stood next to a two-seater race car with the words, "See you next game." This is believed to be a reference to the then-upcoming Sonic Drift. FM44 PCM11 DA09 will get you a cute picture of Sonic with the words "You are cool" written in Japanese. It is quite adorable, Sonic has huge eyes. FM42, PCM04, DA21 produces a muscle-bound humanoid version of Sonic that is allegedly meant to be a tribute to Batman, but in fact is just vaguely unsettling. FM42, PCM03, and DA01 is a DJ scene featuring Sonic, Robotnik, and Metal Sonic, and the words, "The fastest DJ, MC Sonic." That one's actually kind of cool, I quite like that one. FM46, PCM12, DA25 is the infamous screen, featuring a screen full of repeating Sonics with horrendous distorted faces, and the words, "Fun is infinite" in Japanese. Also adding to the fun is the fact that the Nightmare Fuel boss music from the US version is playing over it, making it even worse. Thanks so much for that, Sega! There's actually an additional little image that appears in the 2011 Sonic CD remake. You can access an image of the deleted Desert Dazzle Zone by inputting PCM32 and DA08. Apparently Christian Whitehead, the main developer of the remake, wanted to put this zone back in the game, but the higher-ups at Sega preferred that it remain a bit more faithful to the original release. Finally, in Sonic CD, if you leave the controller alone for long enough, Sonic will do his usual foot-tapping and glaring at the screen routine, but if you leave him alone with no input for 3 minutes, a sound clip of Sonic saying, "I'm outta here," will play, and Sonic will actually jump off the screen and give you a non-standard game over, regardless of how many lives you have. This is actually one of the Easter eggs I found out many years ago, and I thought it was really funny. Don's saying the Sonic Gigas fun is infinite image. There's some resemblance, it does have to be said. People have pointed that one out before. Anyway, that's all from me for this week. We're going to close out with some music from Sonic CD. I'm going to close out with Collision Chaos Past, because it's one of my favourite tracks from the Sonic CD soundtrack. And then it's going to be This Is Madness from the Temporal Duality OC Remix album by Mainfinger featuring King Tiger and Lady Wildfire. It's a remix of the Metallic Madness Japanese version, and it's great. Other than that, you will be hearing me again on Friday for Winterfest. I'll be broadcasting at my usual time of 10 p.m. UK time. And I will also be doing a little trivia quiz. And since I am the person that does all the obscure facts and trivia on Radio Sega, expect it to be a bit more challenging. Ha ha ha. So you better do some research and get your Sega education ready, because I'm going to be asking some tough questions. So thank you ever so much to everybody who's listening. Thanks to the guys on the Radio Sega Discord chat. Thanks to the people who are on Twitter. And I will see you on Friday. So for now, good night. I've been Skyblaze. This has been the Hidden Palace here on Radio Sega. And this is Collision Chaos, and This Is Madness from Sonic CD and Temporal Duality. Thanks a lot and good night.
listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music, 24/7.
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.